show. Whoever you are. All right. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 316, and we've got plugins for customer reviews, cron management, weather, editing the Tiny MCE editor, push notifications, and a new chatbot designed exclusively for WooCommerce. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have another in our live show, so whoever's out there watching, thanks for joining the show. But we're going to try and do our best to continue bringing the show live to you and get more people involved in the show. And feel free to drop into the chat box, which I am now monitoring on YouTube AirPlay, and leave messages there. We'll try to see what we can do. Let's make this interactive. What the hell?
Yeah, it's an experiment.
It is an experiment. So anyway, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, stop in at Stitcher Radio, leave us a review there. Or if you're listening there, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. And if you listen to us through the iTunes store, please stop in there and leave us a review. It really helps the show out and we can greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, we've had a couple shows sneak up on us, and one of which I've never even heard of took over one of our rankings.
Who's that?
I don't know. I had to look again, but it's some kind of WordPress show, okay. And he's done. I don't think he's even had reviews yet. Wow. But the fact that we haven't had a review in months really puts a damper on that. Yeah. So help us out, people.
Get in there and help us out. We greatly appreciate the help. All right, a little self-promotion. I myself still have a few hours here and there that are available to anyone that's in need of emergency WordPress support, or if you're looking for someone to consult with to figure out what plugins to pick for your site, hey, feel free to contact me at my website, johnoverall.com, or send an email.
Hey, there's somebody now.
There's somebody now. Send an email direct to John at wppluginsa2z.
All right. And anybody who listens to this show has a passion for WordPress. Why not write about it? I am now the WordPress editor for Smashing Magazine, one of the biggest web design resources online. And I'm looking for folks to write great articles about WordPress so you can get a lot of exposure to yourself, your work, all of that. Email me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com, and I'll reply back with more info. It's a great opportunity to contribute to the WordPress community, get exposure, and get a couple $100 for the effort, too.
Absolutely. Okay, and I do want to let folks know, after last episode where we had nobody for the contest, we got people entered into the contest. Enough people to make it usable as a contest now, and runs for 2 more days. You still got a chance to get in there, enter your email address, and win the VC Splitter license, the Lifetime Pro license from vcsplitter.com, and the plugin which we reviewed in episode 310. It's a really great plugin. It's a really great opportunity for a license. So please go in there, enter your email address, and enter the contest. You never know. If you use the Visual Composer in any of your websites, hey, this is a great plugin to add to your Visual Composer system.
Darn, and here I thought I was going to get that.
Well, you never know. Yeah. All right, and this is the point here where we like to thank the donors to our show. And anyone $50 or over gets a full readout of whatever note they give in. And anyone under 50, we just consider them anonymous donations and thank you very much. And this week, we do not have a $50 or greater donor. So to all of those that have contributed under 50 bucks, thank you very much. You know who you are. And thanks to our Patreon donors out there, you're greatly appreciated too. So if you want to support the show, please go to patreon.com, WP Plugins A to Z, and donate through Patreon, or just go to the website, wppluginsa-to-z.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a donor submission right there. So donate to the show.
Nice. All right.
Okay, we've got just a couple of pieces of news this week, and a couple of quick things to just sort of discuss. One, iThemes. The iThemes Exchange has been acquired. It is moving over to, where is it Goff going to now? I had it in my head a little while ago, but it's now, it's moving to AJ Morris, product manager at Liquid Web, has taken over the project. So if you're an iThemes subscriber, be prepared for changes coming your way. Check out this article. It's Rel Witten from the Tavern. Talks about what's going to be expected. And there's a link to another article in there that talks about the iThemes originator, the CEO, and how he talks about how he really wanted iThemes to go to someone who's going to take care of the client base through them.
Okay. Just remember, this is only iThemes Exchange.
Yeah, only iThemes Exchange. They're going to be focusing on their security plugins. Those are staying. Yeah, so
iThemes did not go away.
No.
It's just iThemes Exchange.
Yep.
One component.
And got another one here. And this one here, I meant to bring it forward a couple, three episodes ago. But it's starting to pop up more and more, is the fact that WooCommerce dropped its 50% renewal discount for subscriptions.
Yes, they sure did. Yeah. That's right about the time I had about a $400 bill due. Thanks.
Yeah, well, that's what they've done to a lot of people. They didn't announce it. Many people only discovered it when they did their renewals, and many people are probably still only discovering it when their renewals come due, especially if they had them due in the last couple, 3 weeks.
Yep, and I did not renew my WooCommerce memberships or subscription. I downloaded the very last day, hoping that'll just get me by until I can actually afford to resubscribe to that. And at this point, I can't. And the donations to the show prove that.
It's probably going to be a lot like that with WooCommerce. And unfortunately, there's a bunch of articles that I'm going to have in an additional post in on the website that are linking to how some of the people are discussing about what WooCommerce has done here and how they've really, this isn't the first time they've screwed around their user base.
Right.
By playing with their subscription models or changing their licensing fees or changing their program. This isn't the first time they've done that. Kind of leaves open a new market for someone to look at creating if they've got the power.
Yeah. Now, if they've got the power, that's the problem.
Well, the power. Well, but personally,
that's a big monster.
My perspective on this would be if you went after WooCommerce type plugins and offered quality WooCommerce plugins that replaced all the stuff at WooCommerce at a reasonable price, and with better support. I hear their support is really piss poor these days.
Mm-hmm. Surprising, because Automatic took them over.
Yeah, that's what's surprising. Surprising with Automatic taking them over that they'd pull a dick move like this. Because to me, it's a dick move.
I agree. It is.
You know, I didn't think Automatic would let them pull a dick move like this. But hey, Automatic's in charge, so Automatic gets the blame for the dick move.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's move on to something else here. This is a notification to folks there is that... hackers are using an automatic scans to target unfinished WordPress installs. Now, what this is, I know I've been guilty of doing this in the past. I go to set up a WordPress site to experiment on stuff. Maybe I get interrupted or something, and I leave it at the install window. And then I might accidentally forget about it or something. Well, this is something that hackers are now targeting. They're scanning the web, looking for WordPress installs that weren't completed that are left at that install screen where you get to enter your own username and database. And when they find them, they are entering their own username and database and using your website for an instant spam machine that they can run until you discover it. So you want to be aware, if you've ever started a WordPress install and didn't finish it, make sure you finish it or just delete the bloody thing. Get it out of the way. Yeah. And I guess this is a bit of a problem out there, so be aware.
Really? How do I take advantage of that?
I knew hackers would take advantage of something like that sooner or later. I've actually run into it occasionally while looking for something, tripped across a WordPress install that was not finished. And I'm like, seriously?
Wow.
So they are out there. There's lots of them out there. People experimenting, playing around, you know, put it in a subdirectory and they get started and sidetracked. All kinds of things happen.
Interesting.
All right. Now, a little bit of news here from me. We have another training video up at WP Plugins A to Z. You can pick them up on our YouTube channel. You can also go to the wpsupport.ca into the public training videos. This one is currently a public video, but it will be going private. This one is dealing with a plugin that is going to be the first premium, or actually a freemium version of a plugin from WP Plugins A to Z. It is currently, the label on it right now is currently the staff directory. I uploaded it last week along with the video, but the plugin name is going to be changing. We have come up with a use for this plugin with some modifications and changes and some premium features. The developer and I are working at putting the premium features into this plugin. Expect it in about a week or two. But one of the great things it's going to be is how we're going to be using it. It's going to be implemented on the WP Plugins A to Z site. And it's going to be a way that you will be able to find all of the plugins that we have reviewed over the years. Because it'll take a while to populate the database, but it's highly searchable and highly very speedy. It's an excellent plugin that provides both a back-end search and a front-end search that you can expose to the public or hide from the public. And we've got a couple other features planned for this plugin also. Great. It's going to be a great plugin, and it's also going to be a great way for you to find all the five-star reviews that we've ever done. And even if you want to see what two and one-star reviews were done by us, or just find a name of a plugin that we might have reviewed. Because right now we know it's hard to find that stuff through our website, so this is going to be an improvement. So expect that in a couple of weeks. Huh. Also, another big thing to expect from WP Plugins in a couple of weeks, I'm having to abandon my grand experiment with the multi-site due to some troubles I ran into last week when working with the WooCommerce store, of all things. And it created so much problems, I realized I'm going to have to redo the WP Plugins A to Z site and the WP Support site and split them up into separate WordPress installs. They're not working well together as a multi-site. There's just too much going on. So expect a new WP Plugins A to Z site to arrive in the next couple of weeks as I devote the time necessary to rebuild it. Hmm. So that's the news and information coming from me.
Nice. Well, I look forward to seeing that individual site.
Yep. And it's going to be a great plugin that we're building. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
All right. I guess that's it. Must be time to jump into meat and potatoes time, eh?
All right, let's do it.
Off we go. Right, first off this week, I have a plugin that was sent in to us by Jacob Mikita, and it's the Advanced Cron Manager Debug and Control. Now, this is now a freemium plugin. This plugin was originally reviewed by Marcus back in episode 161. There's a link in the show notes if you want to go back and see that. And it was brought to our attention by the developer recently, and he wanted to see if we would, you know, re-review it, take a look at it, since he released version 2 of it and released a premium version of it. So I did take a look at it, and what it is, it's a cron job manager plugin, and it's always had the ability to create and edit cron jobs and to manually fire cron jobs. Now, one of the things he's added to in his premium stuff here is he's added it to allow you to get in there and look at reports of things that are occurring. Find out what is happening, how long a cron job execution time is happening. It's catching errors in the cron job. These are in the pro version. It's giving you performance stats. And if you've ever had troubles on your WordPress website with load issues, and if you've been on poor performing servers, you'll know what I'm talking about. But a lot of times those load issues are caused by cron jobs. And this allows you to get in there and debug and find out some of the problems that are occurring. So it's a really great tool. I didn't fully implement the pro version yet because I'm going to play with it as soon as I get the new WP plugin site built to see what's happening with our cron jobs there. But at any rate, it's looking a lot better than it was. Marcus gave it a 3 way back when. And currently, I'm going to give it a 4 with all of the improvements in it. So go check it out, the Advanced Cron Manager Debug and Control.
And plugins like that are... John, I can hear you through my speaker. Your speakers.
I know why. I forgot to put my headphones on. There we go.
Cron job management plugins are more important than ever, and even in that time frame of 3 years ago when I first reviewed that, and I'll tell you why is because now you're getting a lot of like managed WordPress hosting companies and things like that coming down the pipe.
Yep.
And they don't allow you to have a cPanel where you can manage your cron jobs, so it's more important than ever to get a handle on that stuff.
Yeah, you can't create the actual real cron jobs, can you?
No. Nope. All right, so the first plugin I've got today is called 5-Star Google Reviews. This is a very intriguing kind of a plugin. So it's really lightweight, and it displays a review form on your website. Now, if the user leaves a 5-star review, they then get forwarded to your Google Business page, your Facebook page, or your Yelp page where they can continue to leave that review. If a review is 4 stars or less, it actually says, hey, sorry, we couldn't hit it out of the park for you. What can we do better to help you? And this is a perfect way to get feedback from your customers without getting complaints that go straight to your Google Business page or Yelp page or Facebook or something like that. So it's kind of a cool screen, I guess. And I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That can be useful. Help you avoid some of the grief with the other review areas.
Yeah, so it's just kind of a shield. So it will forward the person appropriately to leave those reviews on those external services or give them an opportunity to express their displeasure.
All right. Well, next up here, I have another plugin. It's called One Single Signal Sender. It's a third-party service. Currently, it's free. It was sent in to us by Mark Blosleeman, and what it is it's one of those notification plugins, sending the site notifications out. Currently, I can't remember the one we're using at the moment.
It's a push notification.
Push notification. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you. Push notifications. And it allows you to send the notifications from the back end of your WordPress website, not having to go to the dashboard of the third-party service to create the push notification. And this works through an API. You go in, you set it up, get your API key, and then you can one click away send those push notifications while you're within the back end of your WordPress dashboard. What I'd kind of like to see with something like this is that they integrate it into a post or something so you could create the push notification right in the post. That would be kind of a cool thing to have. Other than that, seems to be a good average plugin. It's about the same as every other push notification system I've tried. So give it a good checkout. It's called One Signal Sender, and I gave it a 3 dragon rating.
All right. Well, the next one I've got is an editor for editing the editor. It's called Manage Tidy MCE Editor, and it allows you to add buttons to the WordPress default Tidy MCE Editor. And using this plugin, you can add buttons like cut, copy, paste, source code, font family selector, font size selector, style selector, the background color. That's one I've always wanted. empty the document, superscript, subscript, all the rest of them. And I think it gives you a few customized options too. So if you're looking to spruce up that tiny MCE editor, maybe take some things away, put some things back in there. I know probably the strike through is not a very used feature in the tiny MCE, nor is a couple of other things. So if you want to tweak that around, put your own stuff in there. Maybe there's some short codes or plugins or things like that you want to add to your editor, and you can't do it presently. This plugin will let you do it. It's called Manage Tiny MCE Editor, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. About the best thing I think I'm always wanting to put back in my tiny MCE editor is the anchor tag.
Yeah, that's true.
Creating the anchor tags, because I use those a lot, and it's so irritating when they yanked it out of the core MCE editor.
Yep, now you need an HTML.
Yep. All right. Next up, I have here, I have another plugin sent in to us. This was sent in to us by Alexa D. It's called the Weather Atlas Widget, and it's a simple widget. It's a simple plugin for adding weather from virtually everywhere on the globe. Every city I look for, even a few really sort of obscure cities here in Canada, they had listed in there. So I thought that was pretty cool. It was pretty efficient. It allows you to go in and create a widget. You can change the colors, background colors, modify it up a bit to match into your theming system, whatever your WordPress website is. It allows you to also use short codes, so you can display multiple cities on a page or a post in different blocks, and that's kind of nice. Or you could have multiple blocks stacked on each other, put them into different formats. It turned out to be a really great weather plugin, and it gave accurate weather data for even the city I live here in Victoria, which was kind of cool. I compared it to a couple of the other weather places I use, and the weather data was right on point. So having something that good and something really nice, the graphics are really the modernized flat graphics, so they fit into the current developing themes of today. So check it out. It's called Weather Atlas Widget, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Awesome. Well, John, you know that I've been into this kind of chatbot kick lately of learning about chatbots and things like that.
Right.
And now I've actually found one specifically designed for WooCommerce. It's called WooBot, W-O-O-W, bot, and it is a WooCommerce chatbot. And what it is, it's a standalone plugin, not much configuration or bot training required. It's totally plug and play, does not require any kind of third-party service integration like Facebook or Octane or any of those other chatbot servers. Basically, it takes the metadata from your products, and it helps shoppers find products they're looking for easily and can help increase sales. So it's the first of its kind chatbot shop assistant for WooCommerce, and it helps to obviously increase sales. And what it does is it actually has a little floater down at the right bottom corner of the website, and it offers users the chance to help find the right product through like a kind of a live assistant type of a thing. Really cool, worth checking out, but make sure you test it first before you just install it and go, hey, why? How come my robot's not selling things? you know, look at your metadata, look at how it actually navigates and negotiates some of that text and data, and I think you'll have yourself a winner here. So it's called WooBot, WooCommerce chatbot, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, especially if you get lots and lots of products in your store, and this could direct people directly where they need to go.
That's right. Shoot them the link.
All right. Well, and I covered up in this episode the Advanced Cron Manager Debugging Control Tool, which I gave a 4 to, the One Signal Sender, which I gave a 3 to, and then the Weather Atlas Widget, which I gave a 4 to.
And 4s across the board for me. 5-star Google Reviews gets a 4. Managed Tiny MCE Editor gets a 4. And WooBot, WooCommerce Chatbot, gets a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right. A little bit of promotion this week. I have tripped across a WordPress reviewer that I hadn't heard of previously. WordPress reviews is not his main sole function in things. He does a lot of other stuff too. He's Kevin Muldoon, and he does a lot of YouTube videos, WordPress reviews, hosting, webmaster resources. He covers pretty much the gambit, but he does have a really good focus on WordPress itself. A lot of great content there. I've started watching a few of his videos and checking out his articles. You might want to go check him out at kevinmuldoon.com. It's really a great bunch of information, so go give him a checkout.
Cool. Always looking for great resources. And no promotions or anything for me. I haven't really come across any new conferences or anything like that coming up, but that's it.
Okay, and we have the usual reminders. Don't forget, drop in at the iTunes store, leave us a review. Really helps the show out there. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner, or leave us a review on their website.
Yep, it helps out a great deal. Please help us there. Also, remember that we're light on donations, so please visit the show for the donation page as well. There's a number of different setup options and levels that you can contribute to.
And more is going to be on the way. We really need your support for this, folks. We really want to get this show supporting itself and really paying for the time that I'm putting into this over the next several months to make this the best WordPress plugin show out there. So.
You got it. All right. How can they contact us, John?
I can be reached on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. If you want to write for Smashing Magazine, it's marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
All right. That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.